Welcome to Politically Crowded. I'm the host, Tony Haslidge. Before we get started, I should let you know that if you are strong of opinion or underage, probably you shouldn't listen. Plus, and the opinions said here are those opinions of the people who said them, and
they're not even the opinions of those who say them.
Okay, so they're communist leaders. And the owners, the station, and the owners of that station, or whatever station this happens to be on, they're not responsible for anything. They just pay us to sit here and do this, so.
Well, you don't get paid?
Yeah, when do I get paid?
Yeah, what's
the I pay myself, and eventually this ends up on my station, so haha. Okay. Oh, you know what I forgot to do? Introduce people.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
Yeah.
We'll post it. Oh, hey, yeah. Because, you know, Jeremy Hudgens for a DJ on this radio, on the Duck radio station, is next to me. And next to him is Aaron Rowley from President Pride. So, our first topic, now, as we know, the second week of the Olympics has gone on. And, the week before last, there was a huge snowstorm. Now, Michelle Kwan, after a groin injury, decided to get back into the Olympics.
And it wasn't a good idea.
Which apparently wasn't, because her replacement figured, you know what, I'm now an alternate, I'm going to go off to New York and have some good times. Well, it blizzard. She got wasted by the blizzard, and they couldn't find her, and Michelle Kwan pulled her groin again and had to leave. So,
well, that's something you mess with. I mean, that can seriously hurt you for the rest of your life.
There's some good groin injuries and some bad ones.
That's because she had one of the bad ones.
She had one of the bad ones, not the non-fun.
When is there a good groin injury?
Depends.
Unless you're like a football player and you got like this smoking hot, like, you know, sports med nurse.
Okay, so her replacement's stuck in New York. It's blizzard outside. Everybody's panicking. This is and I'll roll out the time scope. This is last week during the first week of the Olympics.
Did they find the chick?
Yeah, I think they found her like yesterday.
Where was she?
I don't know, but the snow melted in New York like on Friday.
Oh. Okay.
We couldn't find her until the snow melted.
Yeah,
that must mean she was in the snow.
Really? Perhaps. Yeah, the times, huh? Got all those technical advances. Can't find anybody unless the snow melts.
I guess. Anyways, at last check, the United States is tied for Germany for 7 gold medals. However, Germany has the most medals overall.
Oh, because it was Norway.
Well, does that new today? Because, I mean, last night when I checked, it was Germany.
Okay, then by Friday, it was Norway.
Yeah. So, Russia is up to 6 for golds. And America has 4 silvers and, like, 3 copper, whatever the hell the last
one
was. Germany is way blowing away all the other teams right now. Oh, and
Germany.
The American hockey team has lost, and the only way they're going to get into this quarterfinals is if they beat Russia. Which, if we've seen the movie Miracle, probably not going to happen.
Mm. Well, that was also back in like 78.
Yeah,
it was
the
80s.
It was 81.
Was it
80s?
Yeah,
big hair.
I don't remember.
All I know is that we had a miracle and actually won.
Hmm.
It was a dog fight.
Oh, Miracle, good movie by Disney. Gotta watch.
I have got to watch that movie just because I'm a sports buff, and you know that's probably one of the biggest sports. That's like the biggest underdog story ever.
Well, and the Mighty Ducks also by Disney.
Well, yeah. I'm talking about real hockey, not peewee hockey.
But the Mighty Ducks was what? Fiction? And this is supposedly nonfiction?
Well, it is nonfiction. This is real. I mean, you know, so, I mean,
nonfiction is real.
Yeah, okay.
But Mighty Ducks is fiction.
Yes.
So,
Peewee League.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, gotta love that fiction and nonfiction debate.
Right.
Okay, on the next topic, last week Saddam went nutty in the... He went
loco in the gabeza.
Hey, okay. He went nutty in the court, and see now, if anybody who's paying attention, we talk about Saddam every so often, and this is not entirely different from any last time we talked about it. He's doing the same thing again, where he's saying he's the god or king of Iraq and
Put some duct tape on his mouth or something?
I think we established our last conversation about this was to lock him away in a room with his friends and arm them each with some type of knife and then put on the TV screen, you know, the trial.
This conversation.
Oh, well, I like the knife part, you know, put them to each other.
Duct tape wouldn't be, you know, politically correct, but the guy needs to shut up and let them do the trial.
Well, he knows that he's going to be screwing in anyway.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is, like I said last time, is I can't understand why they haven't found him in contempt of court and locked
exactly.
up. What are they going to do? It's like on South Park, when Saddam comes back to hell and Saddam goes to Satan, where are you going to put me? In Nebraska? Basically, he's not going to be sent anywhere else. He's at the last place he could possibly be at right now anyway.
Well, the thing is just it's as simple as this. You lock him up, let him rot. You know, I mean, I know he has to go through trial, and that's fine, but the thing is he is, but one of two things is going to happen. One, he's going to sit in jail for the rest of his life, or two, they're going to execute him.
Well, right now, he basically has a month to reconsider what he's been doing because they put the court on hiatus. They simply have decided, you know what, we'll come back in March and we'll try again. Because,
that's horse crap, dude.
Yeah, it's just
the only thing that's showing me is that there are two chickens that they're too chicken to let this thing go on and put him in contempt of court or shut him up.
Yeah, someone needs to tell him, shut up, you're in contempt of court, deal with it.
Oh, I think they do tell him this, but he's not afraid of them.
Then why don't they put him somewhere else where he can watch it?
Exactly.
And they can turn off his voice.
I mean, it's supposed to be democratic there, but they're not exercising all the options and technologies that they have available to them that America uses for the same type of thing.
They need to put their foot down.
Yeah, they do.
Now, they need to put it up, and up his butt. That's...
Well, maybe it's part of his private. He's got something stuck up there.
Yeah, it's probably Dick Cheney, but Andy...
Cheney got a gun!
It was Jay Leno. Oh, we'll get into that in the next...
Watch out for Cheney!
In a moment!
And then, know that if he does shoot you, you must apologize to him.
What?!
Didn't you hear the guy apologize for all the hassle he caught?
Wow.
He helped him.
That's horrid. As the phone continues to ring, who will answer it? Nobody. Yay. Okay, anyways.
At least that's what they blurred on the news.
Okay, so we'll move on to the next topic. Dick Cheney, over the weekend during a hunting expedition, last weekend.
Yeah.
He shot one of his hunting buddies. And for the last week...
He was really in a season, we just forgot to tell him.
Yeah, obviously. How was it put? Oh, he was basically exercising his solution to Social Security by taking them out one at a time. Wow.
Wow.
Jay Leno on Friday had a clip of The Rifleman, the opening credits. And if you've ever seen Rifleman, basically he's shooting off his gun, cocking and shooting, cock, shoot, cock, shoot. And,
you like cocking and shooting, don't you?
That's just the way a Rifleman opens, you know, back in the 50s.
Are you a Rifleman?
Anyways.
And he's a Rifleman wearing flannel.
That means I'm a lumberjack.
Wow.
I apparently like very tall and long things. Anyways.
Interesting.
I pan up in the beginning, and instead of seeing the face of the guy who was starting that show, I don't know, don't care, Dick Cheney's face is on this guy's head. Basically, that's the joke. It's funny.
Nice.
Yeah.
But there's been so many jokes to what has happened.
Basically.
So, you know, if you really think about it, if you say Cheney's got a gun real quick, it sounds like Cheney.
Oh, there's actually
So, and I'm sure WMMS Cheap Plug has played that.
Well, maybe this is just a good way for him to take the focus off his health problems.
Shoot people in the face?
Exactly!
Sure.
Now we're worried about their health problems, not his.
Well, the thing is that one dude's too old. He's getting ready to die. And, you know, he already has said, you know, two more years? Yeah, they got two more years, right?
I don't know. Oh, Cheney, yeah.
He's not running again, thank God. The dude's about ready to kill over. Do I see him living in the next 2 years? No.
You think he's going to die in office?
I think he's going to die in office, yeah. I really do. He's not doing too hot. I mean, dude, every time I hear it in the news about Dick Cheney, it's because he just got out of the hospital.
This is the way for him to take his focus off of that. Now we wonder at his shooting skills.
We start blowing away people, and we're all okay with it, I guess.
He didn't blow away. He had a heart attack. He got shot a bit, but he was okay.
To explain the heart attack, a little bit of buckshot got into his bloodstream and got to the heart and clogged the artery, so.
Wow, yeah. That hurts.
Yes, yeah. Oh, I saw last, speaking of things clogging arteries, what was that movie? The Island. You ever see The Island?
Yeah.
Oh man, that thing going, you had to go pee and those little
mics. You talk about Ian McGregor here?
Yeah.
You know what? He looks much better as a strung out rocker. Gotta love yourself some Velvet Goldmine.
No, because when I was looking at him, I was like, my God.
A little bit of glitter here, a little bit of glitter there, sleeping with Jonathan Rhys Meyers. Gotta love it.
Anyway, what other movie was McGregor in that I've seen? Star Wars.
Yeah.
No, Trainspotting. No, just forget the Star Wars thing. Like him as a strung out rocker.
Nice.
Okay.
He played this Iggy Pop type character, okay? How do you not love that?
Okay, because Iggy Pop sucks. Okay, anyway. Google! China has decided that Google must filter itself in China.
Anything about Tony?
Alright, we have...
Did you hear Tony scream? It's not in pain. I didn't really hurt him.
Oh, yeah, totally in pleasure. basically, China has demanded that Google filter certain content off of their search engine when it's used by people in China.
Right.
And we had a Time magazine here last week, and it disappeared, which is fine.
I think I took it home.
Okay, well... Basically,
it was my Time magazine.
Yes, that's fine. You have a subscription to Time. You're rolling. Yay. I have a subscription to Total Power and Shonen Jump. I'm rolling. Yay.
Subscription.
I have a subscription to 4Him magazine. Yay.
Ew.
What is that? I thought I've heard of that.
That's good.
It's like Stuff magazine. It's like a spinoff of Stuff.
So it's a bunch of other movies in it. Yeah, okay. Movies are good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was the most sensual part of a woman. Anyway.
Really?
Anyway, basically China has demanded Google to filter itself, which is
the most essential part of you.
Thank you. Anyways, basically, how did Jeremy put this last time?
Tiananmen Square. Yeah.
Essentially, like Tiananmen Square was filtered out.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember what else you said, Jeremy. There were some other examples where you would look on the search engine and then they would show pictures of people instead.
Right. Tiananmen Square, from what we've all gathered is that, Tiananmen Square, that was a debacle back in the day.
It was
instead of showing, like, you know, if you do a normal Google search here in America, it would probably show the words, show the tanks, and show army and whatnot. But what they have done, right, they've showed the truth. Now, what they've done on the China side is that they've shown the happier side of Tiananmen Square. Like, you know, who was it? I don't think it was Bob Dole, but I'm just going to use
somebody
him as
a... Somebody visiting.
Yeah, somebody visiting, you know, giving the peace sign right by Tiananmen Square.
I doubt it's Bob Dole. The most he can give is a pen sign.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
He's holding his pen, that's
well,
it.
Well, yeah, Bob Dole. Okay, so, it's not showing the total truth. Censorship, in that aspect, I'm guessing that they want to get that to the past, and they don't want to, see the war. Is it wrong?
Yeah, but if you don't learn history, you're doomed to repeat it.
Right. Well, is it wrong? Yeah. But are they trying to maybe the next thing that comes to my mind is, are they trying to, not forget that it happened, but, be like, look, we don't want to agitate anything.
It's like the Germans with Nazism. Basically, you start talking about it, they change the topic.
Right.
It's just something in their history they don't want to, repeat.
Right. So, is it good that they do that? Not really, but are they, maybe they're doing it for a specific reason of they just want, move on. Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not sure, if it's still a good thing, because, they're censoring stuff.
Right. There's two sides of every argument. I mean, I, I, you know, one part of me agrees with you, and the other one's like, well, maybe they're trying to do this.
But what else are they censoring? You have to look at
that's
everything.
That's true, too. What are they censoring? Do we know what else they're censoring?
I have no idea.
They better not censor porn, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, no, they already censored that one way out.
Yeah.
They totally control any...
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. They, like, don't show private parts on there.
No nudity, no drinking, no
wellness.
Really?
Wow.
Anything
really?
That may be considered
a habit.
Yeah,
they just, like, said that they didn't want the, that new American chick, movie... Members of the Geisha, they didn't want banned that big time. But I guess it's, like, big on the black market or something.
Yeah, huge, apparently.
Apparently, they ban a film, and it's very big and wins a lot of awards, it gets big on the black market.
Well, that's supply and demand, obviously.
And obviously, they're just, you know, letting the black market go wild by banning stuff.
Okay. We're going to stop right here. We're going to go to commercial, or whatever. Maybe we'll not go to commercial, because I don't know how this thing gets put on air. And
we'll go to commercial.
Not sure.
Bye.
And when we get back, we're going to discuss some MySpace. You know, actually, okay. Not MySpace, your space, because I don't use it. But you know what I'm saying. We'll be right back.
nada, none of this. Six gunning this, brother running this. Buffalo soldier, look, it's like I told you. Any damsel that's in distress, be out of that dress when she meet Jim West. Roughneck, so go check the lawn to buy. Watch your step, we'll flex and get a hold in your side. Swallow your pride, don't let your lip react. You don't wanna see my hand where my hip be at. With Artemis from the start of this, running the game. James West, taming the West, so remember the name. Now who you gonna call? Now who you gonna call? If you ever riff with people wanna bust, break out before you get bum rushed at the Wild Wild West. When I roll into the Wild Wild West, when I stroll into the Wild Wild West, when I bounce into the Wild Wild West, this goes. Once upon a time in the West, madman lost his damn mind in the West. Love less, kidnap or die, nothing less. Now I must put it behind to the test. Then through the shadows, in the saddle, ready for battle. Bring all your poison, it kind of poison. Behind my back, all that riffing you did, front and center. Now where you look back, kid, who that is? A mean brother, bow for your help. Looking damn good, though, if I can say it myself. Told me Loveless is a madman, but I don't fear that. He got mad weapons, too, ain't trying to hear that. Trying to bring down me, the champion. When y'all clowns gon' see that it can't be done. Understand me, son, I'm the slickest they is. I'm the quickest they is. Did I say I'm the slickest they is? So if you barking up the wrong tree, we coming. Don't be starting nothing. Me and my partner gonna test your chest. Loveless, can't stand the heat. Ooh, to get out the wild, 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 wild. When I roll into the wild, 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 wild. When I stroll into the wild, 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 wild. When I bounce into the wild, wild, wild. Best with a pen and a pad, don't even think about it. Six gun weighing a ton, 10 paces and turn just for fun. Sun up to sundown, rolling around. See where the bad guys are to be found and make them lay down. The defenders of the West, crushing all pretenders in the West. Don't mess with us, cause we in the Wild Wild West. When I roll into the Wild Wild West, when I stroll into the Wild Wild West, when I bounce into the Wild Wild West.
Okay, welcome back. And we're going to get on to the topic of MySpace.com. I think it's .com, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. The site has been hit with some major scrutiny. Actually, maybe I should start with this one. The local schools in this area, no longer can anybody access the website.
And I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Basically, it's been discovered that while an inventive way to allow everybody to blog for free, everybody's basically putting adult pictures in the profiles. And
yeah, that's what kids are getting. Snagged by those pedophiles.
And exactly, those pictures.
I don't like those pedophiles. They need to chill out.
Yeah, 12-year-olds, 15-year-olds, whatever, sticking the pictures up in there. And, of course, 36-year-olds will put the fake picture of some younger kid in there.
I don't like MySpace because I went on it, and it basically, the information it asks you and it shows people that come on your site, they can totally locate wherever you're at.
Oh, yummy.
I mean, you can put your school on there.
Well, you don't
and
have
what
to.
And what city you live in. Well, yeah, I took my school off, I took my city off, and I totally changed my name, but, I mean, how many of these kids are not doing that? How many kids are saying, yeah, I go to this high school. Come find me.
Well, technically, MySpace was made for 18 and over.
Yeah, and aren't they weeding out the
18
and younger?
They are weeding out 17 and youngers. They are weeding out. I know for a fact that they did probably about, I'm going to throw a number out there, 5,000 profiles that actually were deleted because of that.
I just saw a 15-year-old on there the other day, though.
Yeah, there are ways around it. People can say they're 18. Like, I was doing a search the other day. I normally like to search for people around the area. I like being friendly, and mm-hmm. I like to have a lot of friends. And I clicked on a profile because I had set it to look for a certain age group. And I clicked on a profile, and it said they were 25, and then I read their sub-profile, and it says, I'm not 25, I'm 15. So there's ways to get around it. They can say that they're older than they are.
Yeah.
But the thing is, too, is like, you know, if something comes up and something happens...
Or more specifically, something happens to them.
Then, you know, not to say that it goes in favor of... person who's committing said crime or whatever, but that also, you know, it kind of gets back on the person. They lied, you know. It's a blatant lie. So I mean,
they shouldn't be held accountable.
No, and the funny thing is that somebody actually went and interviewed the guy who started it. His name is Tom. I don't know his last name.
And he's, like, friends, every single person that's on there.
Because he's the owner.
I'm like, whoa, go away.
Bajillions. They'd asked him, and he's like, look, you know, this site was made for 18 and over, and, you know, it even says on the thing, not liable. You know, hey, you know, there's freaks, pervs, and whatnot on there, yeah. But the thing is, too, is, you know, be responsible. You know, if you think your kid is, if you think your child or younger brother or sister is doing something stupid on the internet, then watch them.
Yeah.
Or restrict them. I know with Windows XP you can restrict to how long they're on there. I know, you can set it on there.
Make sure that they have some mental stability and some common sense, or they know not to get out the information about where they're living. I totally redid my profile. Not even my name on there.
Right, you can change your name on there, you can change just a massive amounts of stuff, but also not to get out of the negative, MySpace is a very good tool.
Mm-hmm.
You meet a ton of people in your area.
I'm having issues with blogging, though, on it.
Well, MySpace, you know, there are a ton of people on there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and sometimes the server's not always
going to
work right.
They wouldn't let me blog last night, so I saved the blog that I was going to put on there. I went to go try a blog this morning, and it was like, server too busy. And
yeah,
like,
being that it is President's Day, and that there's a lot of people home from school, it is going to be a lot of drag.
We're not home from school, so obviously it's a lot of 18 and youngers.
You know, it is going to be very busy today. Mm-hmm. It is most holidays. It's become a craze. You know, it really has. I mean, like we said, it can be a downfall of somebody. It can help you out. It's a great way if you're a band member or have a band, get your music out there. People can add that stuff to their page. It's great to interact with some. Superstars and whatnot.
That's a good way to contact with some of my friends.
Right. You know, there's superstars. There's wrestlers on there.
Isn't there like file sharing and stuff like that on there?
Only music wise.
Ah, okay.
I mean, now you can put like videos on your page.
Hmm.
If you have the code for it.
Well, I don't have a picture. Actually, I don't even have a picture of myself as my LiveJournal picture. I took a, my MySpace picture. Mm. And took a LiveJournal icon of Hedwig and put that on my MySpace.
Right.
People need to see what I look like. I'm fat and I'm ugly. And I'm wearing Gaia clothes today. So.
I've got quite a few of it on me. But I don't care. So, but it can be, like I said, a useful tool. I mean, it's sometimes somebody else's demise.
I think it depends on how you use it.
Yeah. Well, you got to just be safe. Be safe. That's all it is. Just be safe. And like I said, if the
don't meet a pedophile.
That's the thing. If you're younger, don't be searching for them. You know, gullible people that think you are the age that you put on there. Unless it's blatantly that you say I'm 16 on the thing, or, you know, and not putting it in
place. Yeah, but some Older file type people don't care.
That's true. Don't meet people.
I mean, it's one thing to make friends on there. It's another to take it into real life and meet them.
Right, right. So, I mean, so... just like I said, just be careful.
It's funny, and here we are being all... Serious.
Well, the thing is this, you gotta... You know,
here's the educational component of our show.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not very educational.
My face carefully.
Yeah. You know, just be careful. Be careful on what you do. All right. And it goes both ways. Just, you know, just be careful and have fun with it. You know, it's like I said, I've met some great people off of MySpace. I met one crazy person. Out of the...
Great people.
200 and some odd friends I've got on my buddy list. I've met one crazy person.
Wow, you have 200 friends with you. I have
206.
And actually, I've been on LiveJournal for a year. I know we're talking about MySpace. And I think I only have 25 friends.
I have 206.
But obviously, I'm not very
And I just cleaned out. I just cleaned out my buddy list.
I actually have over 300 people on ICQ alone.
Wow.
And ICQ, I started back in 1996. So
Wow.
And your flannel are popular.
What is with you in my flannel, okay? If you just want to make that with me, do it already, okay?
I think my girlfriend would want to watch.
Well, no, because that's... Wow. Two girlfriends, threesomes don't really work out, because then the girls get too preoccupied with each other.
Exactly.
That was totally off the topic.
I am a lesbian here. I'm just being a stereotype and bringing up the fact that you're always wearing flannel.
So what? I like lumberjacks. Okay, anyways.
Me too. Oh, wait, I'm a pansexual, not a lesbian.
Wow.
I think that was amazing.
You need to explain what a pansexual is, because I think that was in...
Was that deleted?
Yeah, I think it might
have. You need me to explain what a pansexual is again? Are you sure you want me to explain that?
Nah, never mind. Let's move on.
It's a sexuality. It's like being bisexual, except there are more than two genders, and some people are gender fluid.
Did we establish that covered people with both a hoo-ha and a na-na?
Is that a technical term? A hoo-ha and a na-na.
Yeah.
What's a hoo-ha and a
na-na? A badge and a peni.
Oh my. Well, you know you could go purchase the other.
Oh no. Oh wow. Anyway.
There we go from being educational to being promoted again.
Oh yeah, we totally blame you.
It's all my fault.
Yes, blame
the gay one.
Yeah, actually...
You see what they're doing? They're blaming the gay one.
Well, that's what makes
sorry.
It...
Sorry.
The conversation is going downhill quick.
It is.
Yeah, it...
It usually does.
We'll change topics now.
Hey!
Oh, my.
No
more MySpace.
No, we're going to...
Away from pedophiles.
Pedophiles are fun. Actually, we're going to move on to video board and card games.
Yes!
Oh, wait.
Now, somebody here earlier... Now, this includes, like, LARPing and stuff like that. So.
Okay.
Hi.
Somebody earlier, I don't know who it was, talking about being a D&D...
What? Yes, that was me.
Okay.
Hi.
So
I did that Saturday, so I don't want to hear nothing.
What?
I did a D&D LARP.
I didn't do a D&D LARP. I just tabletop.
You hear Amanda Ruse, the Vice President of Student Senate, in the background.
Hi, Amanda!
This thing picks up so well, it almost matches
up.
Really, when she talks?
Oh, yeah.
I do not confirm nor deny that statement.
Wow. Amazing.
Gotta love all the
requests. Well, I love that double speak.
Okay.
I'm being good.
So, explain to us... within the next 4 minutes, because I'm at the go to commercial, exactly what you do.
D&D, what you do is you have the rule book and the player's guide, which is all in the same book, and you make a character. You have certain classes, be it fighter, barbarian, mage, monk, wizard, sorcerer, and then you can do classes with those. Like, if I'm a fighter, I can, you know, take a certain thing, and then it's like a prestige class. Like, you know, you can do certain things with that. You can be a part of a guild. Roll dice to see how big your stats are.
I haven't rolled dice in a while.
You have an interesting, actually, you have some unnormal dice that you use. You use a 20-sided, you use a 12-sided, a 6-sided, a 4-sided, a 10-sided,
and a percentile and an eight-sided. Thank you.
Thank you, Amanda, for keeping Jeremy on top of it.
You know what? I'm always a fighter, so there's three dice I always use, and that's the 20-sided, the 12-sided, and I think the percentiles.
Well, maybe you need to be wacky and go out there.
I tried something else, and I couldn't do it. I like being a fighter. I like hacking and slashing. That's just me.
It's all about that blood guts, isn't it?
Actually, I just like killing imaginary creatures. But that's pretty much how it's played. You keep your stats on the thing. You get skills and you level up with experience on how you do stuff.
And it's fun.
It is. It's a lot of fun if you have a big imagination and you don't take it to the extreme, I guess. Because there are some videos out there, Lightning Bolt. That's all I'm gonna say. But it's a lot of fun if you have a big imagination. It kind of takes you back to the old times of knights and being back in the old days where the technology they didn't know what the hell a cell phone was. You know,
you could always read a book to do that too.
Well, that too. You know, where you actually
if you have someone who's archaic and they see a car, they're going to take a great sword and chop it in half. So you can deal with that even in a modern setting.
So, I mean, it's definitely something to expand your mind. It's a lot of fun.
Use your imagination and let it expand.
Yeah, okay. We'll take a break right there. And we'll be back. And we'll actually get to hear from each of the panels what their favorite types of games are for specific games types.
Uh-huh.
Oh, good. We'll have an answer
on this one then.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Okay, welcome back. And joining us is Gary Melendi. He's a program board guy. And say hi.
Hello.
Okay. Now, we're talking about gaming. If you missed it. You weren't here. And
well, I'm also a role player too, spokesperson.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting about that.
Yeah.
I even got the paperwork, too.
Seem to be a vice president.
Well, optimistic a little bit,
optimistic.
Isn't he? Okay, all right.
Yeah.
We're not going to get a little...
I need some something for mine anyway.
Okay.
Hey, back to gaming.
We don't
want to
know.
Actually, before we get to that discussion, let's first start off.
Amanda,
what is... Now, I'm going to ask you... I'm going to ask Jeremy first. What is your favorite video game?
My favorite video game? It's got to be... two. Either the new Madden that always comes out every year or the new wrestling game that comes out every year.
We're talking WWE wrestling, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because ECW is kind of like
fighting.
Really? Is that dead?
ECW is technically dead, but they will be having another one-night stand.
Ooh, one-night stand.
That's one-night stand, too.
Wow. Okay.
So apparently it's not really a one-night stand. It's casual sex at this point. Casual sex,
right.
Yep. That's fine. Okay, Aaron, do you play video games?
Every now and then, but not often, so I really don't have enough of an opinion to form one.
You wouldn't have a favorite one?
No.
Okay, Gary?
Yeah, I play a lot of video games.
What's your favorite?
Probably the Mario saga. Like, the everything Mario.
Ah.
I'm sorry, I got sick with classics. I grew up with Mario.
Yeah.
Mario and Mega Man.
I like Sonic. I'm thinking about getting the new Sonic games.
Yeah,
Sonic Riders.
Pretty cool.
I like the speed. What's your favorite one?
I heard Sonic Rush for DS is pretty cool.
Wait till Gary's
on. I can answer that one for Amanda.
What?
Animal Crossing!
Animal Crossing DS, Animal Crossing for GameCube, Harvest Moon for any system. I love the farm and collect items.
Well, for a while it was wrestling too.
No.
Oh, Naruto!
That's her brother that beats the meatloaf.
Shut up. Oh, we got
the boy's a big bag of weed! Watch him
over. Yeah.
Popeye's chicken is a sniznitch. Anyways,
Popeye's chicken is the shiznit.
Yeah, something like that. Okay, anyways, we were talking about LARPing before I took this little sidetrack into video games.
Yes, LARPing is awesome.
And,
Paul Gary loves to LARP.
I'm sorry, it is.
He likes to play with himself.
No, not really.
No. Role players do, except for people. What it is basically, it's improv acting. So from 5 to midnight, we pretend to be someone else. And we have a sheet that tells us how we're supposed to be, what we're supposed to do, our goals, and basic appearance, and basic, like, statistics. Generally, people play vampire, but there's other stuff like wraith and mage and hunter. There's werewolf there's fae, stuff like that. But basically here at the college, it's vampire or mage. End of story. We haven't run a werewolf game in a year.
No, I'm not.
I currently run the vampire game, so ha.
She's about to kill the character.
Tyrion is the most evil bitch in all the city.
No. From the eyes of the storyteller, all my players drive me nuts. So I take it out on them when they do something dumb.
Like I did last week.
Example would be, you're friends with a type of vampire that's pretty much exiled, and you decide to go save it in front of everybody else, and you wonder why everyone tries to kill you. Being friends with a werewolf or a hunter maybe.
You might be a redneck. Okay, sorry.
You might be a moron, yeah.
So she's just real with the plot of Underworld 2.
No, it's my players act like they're in Underworld 2. It's kind of annoying. You always have that one guy who always thinks he's really strong.
Is there somebody who looks like Kate Beckinsale, though?
With a toothpick or something.
Is there somebody who looks like Kate Beckinsale now, though?
I mean, that would be neck.
That'd be hot.
Yeah, and character.
I always thought with the Animal Sage chick, you know, Annie, the hunter.
No.
She does. Annie does look like the girl from Underworld.
Does Annie cut a cut?
Yeah, mine doesn't look like that. My character's a redhead, so I don't really think she...
Actually, Annie has a broad sword, and she can just, like, snap her fingers and you sleep.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah. Okay. But it's all about the imagination. You kind of throw rock, paper, scissors to see who wins. It's kind of like D&D in that aspect. But it's more of a
we don't do rock, paper, scissors, though.
Rather than sitting around and getting pasty in your mama's basement. So...
What is pasty as in, like...
I'm quite pale. I'm actually quite tan, thank you. So, I'm quite pale. I'm actually quite tan. I'm just taking breaks to go hit on the chickies in the courtyard. And you, it was in character, and I was in character. You're totally gonna have to. The guard over the cup is bald and threw it on his face.
At least somebody put his balls in his face.
Oh my god, it was an open fire. No, it wasn't fire, it was Charles.
Well, I know. Sometimes the imagination gets through these people, sometimes they think it's real. Oh my god! He's also a fuzzy test. Just because he's mad about something, like rock, paper, scissors for no apparent reason, because he's a moron.
Well, this is probably dead anyway, so...
This is also the type of person that thinks wrestling is real.
Don't speak into the microphone, it picks up everything.
Boomstick.
Okay, move on to the next topic real quick. Card playing. You ever play role-playing card games? I know Gary has.
Magic. I play it, but I haven't played that in a long time.
Oh, you're missing out. It's like 52 card pickup.
I bet you do, though. Don't you?
Yeah, I play Yu-Gi-Oh! And Pokemon and Magic. I actually won my first Magic match ever, like, a couple weeks ago.
Who did you play against, Jibbo? No, some kid. I don't know. I always make decks where all the characters, like my cards, have hot chicks on them.
With really big
Or they have a bulldog, because that's the only card I built a deck around.
There's a bulldog and
Vigo, where it becomes a 72-72 monster. Pretty much wins at all times. Trample.
If you haven't picked it up yet, don't go up against Amanda. She will kick you down.
She likes beating people up. In real life and on the card table.
Oh, yeah, she is nice and cuddly. You don't cross her. Give her what she wants when she wants it. Because she is a man and she deserves
it.
I'm
not helping with my senatorness, or whatever the heck it is.
Wow.
Yeah, you're leaving that to some stuff anyway.
Amanda. Right here,
Senator.
We do love Amanda.
I thought you were president.
No.
She's vice president.
No.
Vice president.
You don't get it. President.
Former president of role players.
And soon to be.
Shut up.
Already big plans for months in advance.
Yes. Manor's already planning on stuff to do for...
Yeah, way to go, Gary. Yeah, ruined it now. Everybody in this radio show went and said it and sent them an issue.
Oh, no. Everybody's gonna know. I still play D&D.
Oh, no. The agony. The horror. I didn't like anybody.
I don't know, it was a character, so yeah. For my birthday, I got the gift of running D&D LARP, so it was interesting.
Didn't one of our people, like...
Has anyone else here played a D&D tabletop game where, like, you had one player that was always trying to buy hookers? Always. We had a player who always wanted to boink the gnomes, the really hot ones. Oh my.
Yeah.
Drows?
No, drows ain't small.
Drows are elves, moron.
What are they?
No, 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 Nomer and his obsession with the drow. Oh, okay, that's it.
But other than that, we've always joked about that, so.
It's even worse than LARP, actually. You'll try some see somebody trying to mac, and they're so trying so hard that they're throwing rock, paper, scissors every 2 seconds trying to get this girl to look at them. It is pretty pathetic.
That's not me, by the way.
No, I don't like you. Commanding. 1, 2, 3. Yes, you have to like me. I threw scissors.
I am so dirty, man. I'm like, okay, let me see your boots. Rock, paper, scissors, now.
Oh my. There's actually not supposed to be any physical, contact at all in LARP.
Seeing it is not touching it.
So
look, don't touch.
No props.
I used to have a girlfriend who was saying was, my mama told me not to. I don't think I wanted to. And then always ended up with, you know, doing it anyway. But that was her. That was basically her saying to initiate the act because.
That's a little bit of a weird.
But it worked out, so it was all good.
As long as the kink worked for you.
Wow.
Yeah, my character, I got looked at the other day, and she turned around and tried to slap the guy, but he threw better than I did.
He threw better than I did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, you mean...
Rock, paper, scissors. He turned me out, and I couldn't slap him.
Hey.
Who was this? Oh.
Creepy!
Okay, you're creepy.
Apparently Gary is the...
You're trying to hit on NPCs. Because, you hit on the hunter chick more times than I've ever seen. I run a hunter in my game. And every 2 seconds, he's like, I'm a caller. I'm like, no, you're not. She's not going to answer. She don't like you.
I can't get an NPC unless it's something that big. I'd be like standing up next to a tree trying to make out with it, you know?
Like you're making out with a piece
and
of paper.
And how the tree must feel.
The tree's getting the heart on it.
I'm trying to compare me to an it.
Hey now, some its are good.
Especially the T-its.
Well, it's not as bad as the people who are dating in real life who are dating in character. That's always annoying too. Because it's like, because I know you out of character, I'm going to save you in character. Every 2 seconds, I'm not even in the scene.
And
we're going to be best friends after saying hi to each other.
That's why I kill Jimbo almost every game. I may be engaged to him. I kill him almost every game. Doesn't matter.
It's quite fun to watch.
He's Kenny.
No,
Dave.
It's
Kenny.
We kill him like every single game.
It used to be Charles was Kenny, and he died once every game. And then it got to the point where now it's Dave. He has died on average in my game.
Twice per game.
No. Yeah. 1.5 times
per game. Does he bring it on himself or does he?
Okay, imagine you're an angel, you're supposed to be a good guy, and you decide to start picking fights with demons.
Well, then he'd be an archangel.
That or you're trying to be a good guy, a healer, and you're trying to take someone with a tongue depressor for no apparent reason. You're
that's not good.
The game, and you wonder why you die.
Dude, I killed him twice that night.
How are people who hire hunters to do their dirty work probably will die? We've had that going on. Like nasty things in the Elysium would probably die.
Yay! I was the one that got chopped off.
Cursed Anaya.
Oh, my sister? Dude, I swear, my sister has the highest rank of killing other players. She has lasted since day one.
She's been constantly to kill me, and she has
before Thanksgiving, and she's still around. And her character, when she dies, she'll start with a character that's the same level as her.
She is called Gargoyle in every single game.
Because she built the builder.
Well, she didn't kill me. She hasn't killed me yet. But then I never come back.
No, she killed Gary. Discriminately. She tries to kill you all the time. She tried to kill Traxxer. She deobbed Spike. I didn't want
to
hear it.
She tried to help Traxxer. She deobbed Spike.
a mage.
Not
yet. Oh,
anyway, I will die next game because I did things I wasn't supposed to do.
Moco Nano.
But that's okay.
The gaming's fun. I don't know. You blocked once, Anthony.
I was bored to death because my character did nothing.
Because you came to
which one?
Sam's game. That game was really pathetic. Wait, you came with a werewolf, didn't you?
Tell you what,
I went to Daniken's werewolf, and it was just like.
Oh, how long will be there?
I think after you left, all the like a million black spirals came in, and we all took them out, and that should never happen. In a werewolf game, you're lucky if you see a black spiral to kill it. And they had like 200 of them. And it was total uber cheese.
Okay, so before we end the show, I should mention that this part of the show was brought to you by the Role Players Association, Geeks for 5 years now.
I'm proud of it.
Hey, I object. I'm a dork.
Okay, well, as long as we've established that. And we will end the episode here. Okay, so Jeremy's a nerd, Aaron's a dork, and the rest of them are geeks. Got it.
Wait, Amanda, how would you classify role players? Not geeks, but...
Basement trolls! Enough said!
No. Basement trolls are the ones that don't come to the school to play. I don't know. I classify them as just people having a good time.
Yay! Okay, we'll end it there. Don't forget to visit us next time for the sad story of...